AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. President Trump says Iran needs to stop its hostile activities, but for now he'll use economic sanctions instead of a military response to the shootdown of an American drone.
I think a lot of restraint has been shown by us, a lot of restraint, and that doesn't mean we're going to show it in the future. But I felt that we want to give this a chance, give it a good chance.
At the United Nations, Iran's ambassador says the U.S. was at fault and that the military drone was in Iranian airspace.
The U.S. decision today to impose more sanctions against Iran is yet another indication of continued U.S. hostility against the Iranian people and their leaders.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in the Middle East addressing these new tensions with Iran. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is calling on Congress to pass an emergency bill for funding to care for migrant children and families being detained by Customs and Border Patrol.
We are full right now. We are full. We do not have capacity for more of these unaccompanied children who come across the border.
There have been complaints about the conditions that the migrants have been held in. Guilty in the kidnapping and killing of a young woman from China who is studying in Illinois, lawyers say that the victim's family is now calling for the death penalty for Brent Christensen. The body of the victim has not yet been found. A Florida woman's efforts to protect herself from domestic violence is a flashpoint in the debate over gun rights. Prosecutors have charged the wife with theft after she gave her estranged husband's guns to police in a domestic violence case. Gun safety groups want those charges dropped, but gun rights advocates say that she should be prosecuted. Stocks closed mixed today. The Dow up 8 points. The Nasdaq down 26. This is AP Radio News. Walgreens is using science to help its customers safely discard old medicines.
The drugstore chain says it will offer Dispose RX packets, which turn pills into a useless gel before throwing them into the trash at home. The packets will be available at Walgreens stores that don't already have a medication disposal kiosk, except in Iowa and Nebraska, where the chain says it has other options. Federal regulators say patients should dispose expired or unused medications as quickly as possible to prevent them from being taken accidentally or misused. I'm Shelley Adler.
Cuba Gooding's lawyer is asking a judge to dismiss the forcible touching case against the actor. The lawyer says that witnesses and security video contradict a woman's claims that he groped her at a New York City night spot. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.